Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Thanks for listening to Your Network of Praise. Marcy here. Okay, Dave has said, let's go. I want to know more about the artists that we're playing on our station. And blessing, this is a huge honor for us, and I want you to hear why. Our station picks a theme song every year. Okay. Every year we have a song that just kind of carries us through the year that we just keep going back to. Your song, Brighter Days, is actually our theme song for the year.
You guys, thank you. I love that. I really, really do.
I am so grateful that I get to know you better and that our listeners get to know you better because we already love you. Okay.
I love y'all. I want to come to Montana, so please. Okay.
Please do. Okay. So some off the bat, just get to know you almost rapid fire type questions. We have camps in our studio here, so we need to know what camp you're in as far as when it comes to camp coffee or camp tea. Where do you land?
Tea's a joke. It's camp coffee. What?
Good. We are going to get along just fine then. Good news. Everybody's listening to you. It's morning right now, and so we're all like eating food, getting breakfast ready, that kind of thing. I was just wondering, what's your normal breakfast routine? What's it look like?
Okay, so I'm a morning person, and honestly, I wake up, I start coffee, not tea. I putz around a little bit, and I, FYI, I lived in Brooklyn in a very Hasidic Jewish neighborhood, so putz, you guys, means I just plod around a bit. And I open the news and just kind of skim, immediately close the news, because that's silly, and then, you know, make the phone. I literally will kill 2 hours, and honestly, I'm not a big breakfast person. I might eat, like, I'll open the hummus and scoop a little bit into a bell pepper and call it a day. Nothing really big. And then my first meal's at lunch. So my morning tries to be as relaxed as possible if I'm not on the road. And when I'm on the road, it's 9 a.m. We all get up. We go get a coffee. And gym is at 10.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I love that. That's good. And I can totally relate. I have lunch at like 10. Being on the morning show, I'm like up real early. So yeah. Okay. So another rapid fire question for you. What's your like go-to way to like relax, unwind? What do you do to just unwind?
Read a book. Listen to music.
Yeah.
But also just I'm an extreme extrovert.
Yeah.
And once in a while though, my introvert button hits, right? And I have this super comfy couch in my apartment, and I just sit in the middle of it, and before I know it, I'm napping. And it's just like the old man in me comes out, and I'm like, man, an old man nap sounds real good, right? Where you just like fall asleep on the couch, and you don't know when you did, what day it is, yeah. And you wake up extremely confused. Yes, that's me.
So speaking on that, what are you reading? What do you like to read?
Okay, so funny you should mention, I'm a nerd. If you talk with me for more than X amount of time, I will recommend a book. I just recommended someone read The Man That Was Thursday. It's a book by G.K. Chesterton, and he's just a really deep thinker, you know what I mean? I would say G.K. Chesterton is a denser C.S. Lewis, you know what I mean? So every once in a while a Chesterton quote comes out. My favorite today that I've used a couple times is, "All news is old news happening to new people."
Oh, man.
Right?
That's good.
So someone said to me, So we were talking about song ideas. I was explaining song ideas. And my friend says, you know, there's really no new thought in the world. And it just made, I remember reading Chesterton saying, all news is old news. You know what I mean? So just that much is like, it's old news. But we're just the new people getting to experience it. So it seems shocking and crazy to us, but the world has seen it before. God has seen it before. It's been done. So, I mean, it helps me relax a little bit.
I love that. That's so true. Totally on point. And as far as music is concerned, we love your songs. We have been playing, obviously, we play Brighter Days because it's our theme song, but we've been playing Believe as well. What we want to hear, like, what is Blessing listening to?
So Blessing loves New Music Friday on Spotify. I have a lot of records that I think to myself, man, I got to go listen to these songs. I always keep new music in my ear. So like the Ed Sheeran record just came out. BB Rexha just put out a record. A lot of, honestly, I'm steeped in mainstream music. I love mainstream music. Mm-hmm. So that's most of my stuff is mainstream. Listening anyway, because it helps me be a better. My thought is always, I don't want to just write songs that you know, Christians love, right? I want a mainstream ear to listen to my music and go, that is so good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my bar is always, what are they doing over there?
Right.
And how do I put something redemptive into it?
Yeah.
So I have to put my ear to what mainstream music is doing. And that's just what I grew up in. So anything top 40, I'm in it. I love it.
In the world, not of it, right?
So, but what I love about that phrase is that in it comes first.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times Christians skip that in it part and they go to, well, don't be of it.
Mm.
Sure, don't be of it, but you still have to be in it.
Mm.
You know, and like, you know, what good is salt if it's not in the meal?
Right.
Kind of thing. So I'm a big, I love that phrase because it's both and. It's like, yes, like you can't just disappear.
Yeah.
Because it's ugly.
Yeah.
You got to be in it because it's ugly, because you are the light in it. So, yeah.
Yeah. You don't get to know the truth and then go stand in the corner.
You cover your ears and go, la, 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 la. You're doing weird things. Of course they're doing weird things. They don't know better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what did you expect them to do? Awesome things? Like, yes, it's all crazy. A, the Bible said so. But B, if you didn't know better, you'd be doing weird things. And you don't know better because you're awesome. You know better because someone came in and changed your heart. So I think sometimes we give ourselves a little too much credit for knowing better, and then we just kind of wag our finger at the people who don't know better, and we're like shocked and appalled that they don't know. Of course they don't know better.
Blessing, that's so good, and it's so true. So just a little background for you. My husband and I, we really truly have a heart for teenagers, okay? Mm. Especially those who aren't part of the church yet. So I absolutely totally know what you're saying, I do. Like, we have to know how to talk to them. We have to know what they like, what they love, and then we come alongside them. And when things like anxiety, depression, all these, the weight of the world, confusion is a big one right now, we have a way of saying, I know a truth that will help you deal with this world the way it is. You know, it is broken. We are broken. And so I actually was wanting to ask you to speak to young people, parents of kids, even grandparents of kids today, those who are feeling like different, out of place, you know, out on the fringe there. Can you speak an encouraging word to them? Like, what would you say to them?
Honestly, I'm going to use a quote.
Yeah, go for it.
Oscar Wilde. He says, be yourself because everyone else is taken.
Mm.
Right? And it sounds glib just to be like, be yourself. But what's important about that is once you're yourself, no one can get you out of your own skin. Because like any idea, once I became comfortable with myself, any idea that popped into my head, I knew wasn't about anybody else. Like, oh, do I want to do this? Oh, they invited me to this. Mm-hmm. Do I want to do that? I really don't. I'm okay. And then you're just comfortable in that decision because it's you. So you just, once you know yourself and know yourself well and know yourself as someone who is loved already, not because you have to achieve anything, you're just comfy. It's like your favorite pair of shoes. And so you're just like, I love walking in these shoes. I don't have to do anything else. You know what I mean? And it's the greatest joy I've ever known. And it's an ongoing process, but to just be really comfortable with yourself. Because God is so, so pleased by you and in you and to have put you into the world. So you're good. That's it.
Oh man, blessing, that's awesome. Can you please speak to us on a personal note, like where you think God is kind of working on you right now? We're all unique. We all have a unique journey, as you're saying. So for you, where are you at right now in your heart? What's God working on right now?
My pastor, Phil, who I meet with once a week, even with all the craziness, we either meet in person or he calls me, we talk on the phone. He's my mirror, so to speak. And he says to me, because I'm an achiever, like immigrant mentality. I came to America to hustle. I would say, you can't outwork blessing offer, blah, 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 blah. And those are all wonderful things. Mm-hmm. But like when you put too much stock in your own anything, it's wrong, right? So Phil said to me the other day, blessing, God can do more while you are sleeping than all your restless energy can accomplish. Mm-hmm. And it really hit me because I have a lot of energy and I can accomplish a lot, or so I think, but like God's doing it. And so there's a part of me that is learning to find rest and understanding and peace, even as all these wonderful things are coming and happening. And God is blessing me, it's not because I deserve or earned or did. It's because he said yes to my little dreams. Yeah. And he was pleased to meet me here and allow me to be here. And I have to remember that he did that while I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm working on that kind of really restful mindset of thinking, hey, I'm going to write a song today. It might be the next brighter days. It might not. But you know what? God is pleased to have me here. And he did that while I was asleep, you know? Yep. So, yeah.
It's so interesting that you brought that up, because there's a Jason Kramer has a song, Good Morning Mercy, and that first line, you know, while you were sleeping, God was working. The first time I heard it spoke to me the same thing, where I'm like, why am I putting so much stock in my efforts? It's truly God that's going to do, he's going to take my tiny bit, and he will do with it what he pleases.
Here's the funny thing about sleep. When you sleep, you are not in control of anything.
Right.
And your body needs sleep. It's like we need to not be in control for a little bit and trust that it's all still spinning while we're absolutely unaware of what's happening. And it's not anybody that wakes you up but God. You know what I mean? Because what's to keep you from falling asleep and then falling into the sleep, so to speak? You know what I mean? And I heard a pastor say once, when Jesus called Lazarus, Lazarus was dead. Dead people can't hear. So Jesus had to give Lazarus living ears to hear him being called. So, you know, it wasn't like Jesus went, Lazarus, and Lazarus went, oh, okay. Like, Jesus had to allow a dead person to hear a voice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. That's so good. So just one reason why Brighter Days is our theme song is because we have a lot of new stuff going on in our listening area. We got new stations coming in. We got new affiliates we actually have an Africa-based ministry as well. Right. And you're Nigeria born, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So we are growing exponentially, and that's all by God's grace, for sure. Your theme song comes from a place of like, yes, the world is chaotic right now. Yes, there's a lot of, if you watch the news, it can be very discouraging, disheartening. But God is still at work, as you said, while we're sleeping, you know, but just always, he's always at work. I would love to hear your heart behind Brighter Days, if you wouldn't mind.
It's so funny. I feel like writing a song for an audience is like figuring out how to say what you want to say in a way that is most relatable and accessible. Mm-hmm. So Brighter Days, if we sat and I told you about it really thoroughly, it's a whole dissertation, right? Mm-hmm. But if I said to you, hey, everything's going to be fine, don't worry about it, nothing is wrong at all, I would be lying to you. But if I said to you, hey, I know how heavy your heart is, I know how painful things are, I know how hard it was to be in the hospital, I know how, and I know it's going to be okay. That means more. Because if I named your problems and sat there with you and empathized with you, not just tried to gloss it away, you go, okay, wait, maybe you do understand. And for me, Brighter Days and my music in general and my life experiences have all been about finding ways to meet people where they are, empathize with people, sit with people in their grief or in their joy or whatever it is, while remembering that the moment is not the totality of the story. For better and for worse, right? When you're on top of the world, hey, there's probably a dip coming. When you're in that dip, hey, there's probably a high coming. So it's like finding stability amidst all of life's ups and downs is just the greatest gift in the world, you know?
Yes. Yeah. God-given, thankfully. All right. I am so thankful for you for sitting down. Thank you for that beautiful song that you gave us and for the beautiful music you keep continuing to make. Thanks for sitting down with me.
Thank you. I'm sorry I talk so much. Forgive me.
Are you? I love it. Have you met me?
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.